That's the whole point. Is they wanted to minister to the saints, and they wanted to take on, you know, fellowship. Always means, you know, this idea of what we have in common. You know, what we fellow. You know, what is together to us. We have in common. A lot of times fellowship is taken on a sort of meaningless term where it's just like, well, we just sit together and eat and have fellowship time. Well, what kind of fellowship do we have? There's the fellowship of the world, the fellowship of sin, the fellowship of thieves. There's all kinds of fellowships we can have. But this is the fellowship of the ministry of the saints, meaning we together minister to the saints. Paul was always in, you know, there were a lot of saints in a lot of trouble at Jerusalem because there was great persecution there from time to time. And from different places where saints were in real distress and other places where they were in peace. And those who were in peace were giving to Paul to help those who were in distress. It is the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Isn't that the fellowship of give to the great man of God who lives in luxury? And then you're going to prosper for doing that. Give to his ministry. And what is his ministry? His ministry is his livelihood and his preaching that you should give money. What kind of ministry is that? Oh, in the name of Jesus. As if anything done in the name of Jesus is acceptable to God. For we know that he will say on the day of judgment when he returns, he will say to many who will come to him, they say, well, have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? It's done in his name. And he will say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. He will look at certain works. And I guarantee you, these prosperity ministries, he will look at those things as works of iniquity. Because they are not distributing their wealth. They're just gathering it to themselves. And living in luxury and in sin. They did not as we'd hoped. The idea of hope is, it's not here a negative like, oh, not as we'd hoped. We'd hoped they'd done better. No, they did not what we expected. They didn't expect much, in other words. He expected less. But instead, you know, he said they prayed us with much entreaty. That means they really, they pushed this money on us. This gift. I mean, he doesn't specifically say money. I'm very certain that's what he means, though. And they pushed it on him, but they did more than they expected, and they first gave of them own selves to the Lord. We give of ourselves to the Lord, and give up ourselves and our selfish nature and selfish desires. And then it becomes possible, by God's will, for us to know how we ought to give, and not go wasting it on charlatans. Because that is a waste. You give to those ministries. I know your heart's in the right place, but you're wasting your money. God may honor you, but your gift is being, it's misplaced. And if you know better now, you ought not give to them. You know, the Lord will wink at ignorance, but now he's calling all men to repentance. Insomuch, verse 6, that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. You know, he's calling this the grace that was given to them. What is the grace that he's talking about? It's to have a heart that is selfless and to see the need of others. When you only have a little bit more than they do, and to share some of it. And that is to have that kind of a heart. That is this grace. Because how are you going to get that heart? If you have a heart full of covetousness and selfishness, how are you going to have a heart to give to those who are less fortunate? How are you going to have a heart to do that? It has to be given to you by God. That's why we talk about things like this grace, this gift. Because it's a gift. Because man by nature is selfish. No man hath yet hated his own flesh. I mean, you take care of yourself. Yeah, I know some people become suicidal, but that's a different issue. I'm talking about a healthy person looks after their body. They feed themselves. They amass wealth if they can. That's why capitalism works so well, because it plays to human nature. It follows after human nature. And that's why communism causes such misery. Because it's against human nature. And I would rather that men be free. And that their gift of the righteousness would come out of their own heart. Than out of compunction by overlords. So don't confuse me. Because there's something here that's almost communistic in its sort of idea. And you know what? It is how it ought to be. It's how, you know, we ought to have the communist heart, but we ought to have free laws. It's best to be free. Let men be free. If you're going to be in bondage, let it be in your heart to the Lord. You know? Let your heart be. Let me, you know, that's how your heart ought to be. The thing is, in those systems outside of you, they force you to be generous. And it actually makes your heart unrighteous and your heart more covetous, more greedy. You want to keep everything to yourself and you look out for yourself. And that's why those societies are unproductive, because they're being forced against their will to share with everybody. So you go to work and you think, well, why should I work hard? There's nothing to be gained. I'll just work as hard as I have to get by. There's no incentive for people to try to outdo. You know, and that's how societies work. You know, not everyone is going to have this grace, but God's elect ought to have it, because we're looking to prosper in something other than money. So they want it. Titus, could you maybe the Corinthians could benefit from this? Whatever, I suppose. I believe Titus was in Macedonia, and it came from Titus, and he thought, Titus, whatever you did, you need to repeat. Verse 7, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. There's, you know, faith and what we say. Utterance is logos, you know, the word spoken. Knowledge. You know, we need to abound in the word of God that comes out of our mouth. In the Spirit of God, we have grace to speak things that are good. And faith, of course. Without faith, you can do nothing.